The National Rifle Association was one of Donald Trump's biggest supporters during his campaign. It spent millions of dollars on ads for the president-elect and rallied gun owners to get out and vote. Now, with Trump headed to the White House and Congress still under Republican control, the NRA is looking beyond just holding ground in the Second Amendment debate. As NPR's Nathan Rott reports, the group is hoping to expand gun rights.
It was either going to be a call to action or a celebration. 1,000 men and women from around the country all gathered in the Arizona desert north of Phoenix.
Shooters, please pick up and shoulder your rifles.
To shoot 1,000 Henry Golden Boy Silver rifles at the same time.
Move the lever completely forward. Move the lever completely back.
The timing of the NRA-sponsored event a week after the election was no accident.
Take aim.
They wanted people to hear them shoot.
Fire.
NRA First Vice President Pete Brownell told the gathered crowd of gun owners and enthusiasts that this was their second shot heard around America and the world. The first shot came a week earlier.
We prove that when gun rights are challenged, Americans stand up to answer freedom's call by electing Donald J. Trump to our next president of the United States.
Right.
By electing Trump, gun rights groups like the NRA are saying that the tide has shifted in terms of the national debate over guns and how or even whether to regulate them.
I have to tell you, it feels great to be on offense again.
What exactly that offense will look like is starting to take shape. NRA President Wayne LaPierre put out a video this week in which he lists a few things the NRA wants to see done. First and foremost is the appointing of a conservative pro-gun Supreme Court justice.
Make no mistake. That will be a generational victory for Second Amendment freedom.
Next, the NRA and gun rights groups want to see an end to gun-free zones on military bases, the loosening of restrictions on suppressors or silencers, and the biggest prize, a national reciprocity for concealed carry permits. That would allow a concealed carry permit holder in a state like Texas to carry their gun in a state like New York, regardless of New York's laws. The idea being, as Trump himself has said, that concealed carry is a right, not a privilege.
This is the number one item on the NRA's agenda.
This is Adam Winkler, a constitutional law professor at the UCLA School of Law and author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America. He says a broader version of reciprocity would allow someone to go out of state to get a concealed carry permit, say from a restrictive state like California to a looser one like Utah. Then their home state, in this case California, would have to honor that permit. Winkler says the NRA likely wants that version of reciprocity, but he says there could be pushback, not just from Democrats, but from Republicans who champion states' rights.
If you believe in any local autonomy, as Republicans claim to believe in, then the broad version of reciprocity undermines that significantly.
That being said,
I think there's a very strong likelihood that national reciprocity will be pushed forward in the Trump administration, possibly very quickly.
But that is no sure thing. Because there's uncertainty about what Trump will actually do, even among people who voted for him and attended the NRA's Phoenix shooting event.
Mine was more a vote against than a vote for, and now I'm like cautiously optimistic.
When we live in a country with 330 or 40 million people and we only got what we got running for president, we have a problem in America.
I don't trust him. I'll keep an eye on him, and I think everybody else is too.
That was Michelle Camp, Roger Porter, and Sharon Callen. All voted for Trump because of guns, all want to see national reciprocity enacted and other gun laws loosened, and all are wary but hopeful. Nathan Rott, NPR News.